WSBQ 996 monitoring the frequency. This is 992 WSAL 946. Well, I had a good copy on it.
WSAL 942. I'm listening. This is WSAL 841. I don't ever mean to call anyone out in particular, or I mean, I guess I got a little overzealous with some expletives, but I do wholeheartedly agree that freedom of speech and communication are a pinnacle of our existence as any sort of community. Again, this is WSAD 841. I'm definitely not trying to hide behind anything, but I understand that expletives are typically discouraged, and I apologize for that, but I do feel like there's some hard truths that all of us unfortunately face, and there isn't an easy answer, but I only ever encourage conversation, so there may have been some that slipped in there, but I apologize, and it is what it is. WSAD 841, I'm monitoring, and yeah, by the way, again, I apologize if my convictions got a little bit ahead of me, but people out here that make fart sounds whenever they want, and that's totally ignored completely by the community, it seems like. I don't mean to include expletives as part of my idea, but at the end of the day, I really do feel like community coming together, reaching across boundaries and becoming one, that's all I'm after, and I apologize if it ever sounds like anything less than that.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Morning Time Author Sam, WRWB 49.
Morning.
morning, Mike. Got to go to court this morning over this careless driving ticket. I hope it's thrown out. Uh-oh. Careless driving, eh? I wasn't careless driving. I was using all the care that a guy can use. I was riding a baby around with spina bifida. And, you know, my grandkids. And I pulled in front of the house. I did two circles. That's all I did. Spun two circles. Now it don't burn rubber. It don't go fast. You know, it's a golf cart. It's slow. I pulled two circles in front of my house, and the cops gave me a careless driving ticket. Oh Lord. Oh man. Well, I have the video. The video clearly shows my arm across the seat holding the babies in place, and I was being very careful. I wasn't being careless. So hopefully it's thrown out. Yeah, hopefully, man. You know, good luck. Well, if they don't want to dismiss it, then I'll go to jury trial if I got to go that way, and I'm sure a jury will see that I wasn't careless driving. And they'll toss it out, so whatever I gotta do to get it tossed out, that's what I'm gonna do. Well, your best bet would be to hope and pray that the officer doesn't show up. I don't care if he shows up, let him show up. He's a douchebag. If I was careless driving, I'd be out there, you know, on the fast golf cart that I have. Burning rubber and, you know, flying down the street 100 miles an hour. Man, yikes, that's crazy. Oh, boy. No, good luck. Anyway, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute. I'm going to go make some coffee. All right, I'll catch you in a minute. WSHF 567, clear.
USST 902. You up? Probably not, but I am. Hey, look who's up. Good morning time to you. WSD 202, yeah, it's harvest time. Yeah, Rags. I'm just trying to see if my son Frank's up. He's taking a shot in the dark to see if he's awake or ready.
Yep, I was staying mute. I was just asking, letting you know I was here, man. Good morning.
Yeah, Rags, to that. Now I'm going to go ahead back and sip my coffee and wait for my boy to get up, so I'm still waking up myself. I've only been up 20 minutes, I think, or something. So, gotta let that coffee get in. Anyway, talk to you in a few. Morning time to you. So, this is E793, listening. WSHF 967. You up in there anywhere? WSSE 793. No, Captain Station 567. WSSE 793. Listening.
WRZN 493, monitoring. Good morning.
Good morning, right back to you, 473. How's your morning going?
How's it going? We'll see how this traffic does for us. How about yourself, WSOZ?
I would say you're probably in that transitional time where it goes from our right to pull back up and stop and go, and horns are beeping and people running into each other. You're about that transitional period there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, normally have it going westbound 696. There's a pretty good backup usually, and then 14 at 275, I believe.
Yeah, Roger that. Where you at now?
On Hoover at a red light at 12 miles.
Alright, you're not too far from me. I'm moving 11, so. But, yeah, just get in there, wave good morning. I heard you wave good morning. And, get in there and say good morning back to you. You're mobile safe out there. You know, try to keep patient. You know, you can't even look at another driver the wrong way without getting shot these days. So try to be patient with some of these idiots out there, Rodney.
I copy that. Since the last thing I need to do is get shot on my way to work, that'd be a heck of a way to start the day.
Yeah, you got that right. If they hit you in a leg or something, now you can call it a day off, too. Painful day off, but... I don't want to wish that. Nobody goes
there. My boss would say rub some dirt on it, get back in.
Or like in a lot of the movies where somebody's in the car and they get shot in the leg or something, they magically, they open up the glove box and magically have to have a bottle of whiskey in there, okay?
Wouldn't that be the dream? No, I got, as funny as it sounds, I got compression bandages and quick clot on hand, because, I don't know, about 15 years ago, I never started trusting people, so.
Yeah, Roger that. I can say I don't blame you, man. Don't blame it the way it is these days, but what they always say in the Boy Scouts, they're always good to be prepared there, okay?
Roger that.
I feel bad about your first aid kit. I carry sutures, too.
Got a pack of sutures, but they're for veterinary use only, of course.
Yeah, well, the sutures ain't going to tell if it's veterinary or human use sutures or sutures, man. Hey, as long as they show up and they seal up, then, you know, what's the difference there, Roger?
Solid copy.
All right, my friend, I'll let you roll on and concentrate on the drive and watch out for the bad guys out there. Heard you to say good morning, wanted to get in there and say good morning back to you. And back to sipping my coffee and figuring out what's going on here. So, you have yourself a good day, man. I'll speak on you later. Careful out there driving. Sounding good through the computer, sounding really good. Nice and clean. so we'll talk to you in a bit. WSOZ 793, I'm listening.
Talk to you later, 793. This is WRZN 493, one clear.
WSOZ, now it's his. All right, so you still got it out.
Is that you, 902?
There he is. Good morning to you, sir.
And good morning right back to you, my friend. After I talked to the guy there, I put my video back on, and the volume was a little louder in the radio, but I thought I heard your voice in there. What's that in there?
I'm just prepping to get the ready to go to work. About it. So, how's your morning going?
Well, a cup and three quarters. I still got a quarter cup left, and you know how it is. I just trying to clear the cobwebs out. And saying good morning to a few people and. I have the radio on, but I'm also watching videos as usual. Nothing else to do this time of morning. I fixed that battery pack that it's a brick and fully charged. You take it with you, you can charge your cell phone off of it and all kinds of crap. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Hey. He's got it up and going, right?
Yeah, I got it from the guy, Mr. Ed, that when I got the guy who got the base station from and stuff, it was in there in the box. Inside it, it was in its own box and everything, and I took it out. I turned it on, and the display and everything lights up and show that full charge and la la la, but whatever I plugged into the micro USB port, it wasn't powering anything, and yesterday I cracked, well, night before I cracked it open, but I only cracked it open, and the USB port's at the bottom underneath the cells, and I wanted to see what was up with that. I came close to a disaster. I got the cells loose and I was pulling them out. And what happened was the hot wire broke off the USB port. But when I looked down in there, man, it was like a hair's width away from shorting the ground. It was right there on the ground, across the ground, but it wasn't shorting yet. Any little movement, that would have shorted out. That'd have been a disaster. It has some lithium ion solvent in it.
That would have been real bad, but they started fires. You can't put them things out. Once they start burning, they burn. So, not good. You can't throw water on it because it doesn't help.
Yeah, so I sat there froze. At least my left hand holding the battery froze. I slowly took my right hand and I got that little screwdriver I got from you with the tool. Carefully got it onto the wire and moved that wire out of the way, moved it back. I was like, shoot. But then having to solder the wire back onto the post, with fully charged batteries, I had to be really super careful. I didn't short across or anything. But I soldered the wire on, the thing works now. It charged my phone or anything I could run off a micro USB port, it'll run. It's a pretty heavy brick, so it whatever it powers up, it should power it up for a while there. But yeah, I fixed it and got it back together and tested it. I actually charged my phone up off of it and fully. And it still has quite a lot in it, so that's pretty neat, man. I like it.
Yeah, all right. Good enough. Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to be raining the next couple of days. I'm sitting there watching the weather. It's like great. got to do some outside work today.
It's just the wall one, 12-volt, I think 2-amp, but this is an ICOM receiver that I picked up, and it's got a really unusual coaxial connector. I cannot find anything this size. So I just, after just trying, digging through everything I had, and I've got, I must have 100 different wall warts. I got nothing that has a coaxial connector this size. So this little 12-volt, 2-amp wall wart is, you know, supposedly for this and two or, you know, a couple other receivers that the ICOM makes. So it's all about that coaxial connector, very odd size. I'm on the wrong radio, aren't I? God darn it, Dave.
You're on GMRS. I was going to say, is that you, Sean? Because this is who it sounds like. I caught you, Frank. I caught what you said about the weather and everything. But the port I'm talking about, Sean, is a micro USB. It's one of these battery bricks, you know, where you take with you, and if your phone goes dead and you got nowhere to charge it or something, you plug it in there. Well, you know what I'm talking about, one of them things.
Oh, the quick charger.
But what are you talking about, Sean? The coaxial, are you talking for the power supply or what was that?
Hold on, let me finish up with the guys I was talking to over at the other one, and I'll explain. I'll be back in a minute. So, are you 850?
Okay, I get it. You were talking on here, but you thought you had the other mic key down. All right, I'm getting it now. All right. Anyway, back to you, 902, while he's doing his thing. Yeah, I was sitting here yesterday. It started thundering out. I was thinking to myself, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. You still in there, Frank? Must be getting himself a cup. Oh, well. It must have been battery died on him or something. Got to be something, man. WSOZ-793, I'm listening.
You still in here, Dave?
Yeah, come on, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. So I got two radios in this car, and they're both handheld microphones, handheld control heads. And I started off my day with one channel on this radio I'm talking on now, and I had something else on the other radio is digital, and I had it off on something digital. And so I switched that one over to where I wanted to talk, and I put this one here. And then when it came around to me, I went to answer somebody's question. I grabbed this microphone, and because that's where I started on that particular frequency, and that's what that was. No, what it was, I had ordered a power supply for a little radio receiver that I purchased, and it's got a really unusual little power supply. So I found it on eBay and I ordered it, and now it's made it all the way through like four post offices to Chicago. Hold on. And now it's in Chicago, and they say that it's being held until the postage is paid. And if it's not paid, it'll become Postal Department property. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. It's made four post office stops before it got to Chicago. So clearly it had postage. So that's on you. But I try to call them. I try to leave a message. I try to find out. I try to twin it. There's no way I can get through to them. So it's lost, and I just got to wait for it to time out. And the Chinese, guy that barely speaks English, I bought it from in California. It's like, oh, yeah, you wait. When you not receive, I send out new. Well, how long do I got to wait? I ordered the thing on the 11th, right? And, I was explaining what it was to somebody. It was a 12-volt, 2-amp power supply with a weird little connector on it. So, blah, blah, blah. So that was what that was all about. Sorry.
Yeah, ain't nothing to be sorry about, man. I just, at first I was kind of scratching my head, like, is he talking about a power? Because I'm talking about a USB, micro USB thing, brick, battery brick, and you're talking about 259s or something, or RCA connectors or something. I'm thinking, well, but then after a few minutes it occurred to me, because you said you keyed the wrong mic, and I was like, all right, I get it now. Kind of went through that same thing, sort of with 993, Chad. I sent him a Baofeng programming cable some time back, and it was in his town, it was at his post office, and he got a letter saying that they were holding it because the postage wasn't paid or something. And my brother-in-law, where he works at, they do a lot of shipping and stuff like that, so I'll just give, you know, usually what I'll do is I'll just give them something with an address. I'll say, do me a favor and pack this and ship it for me, and he'll do it. You know, and it always pays, you know, they always pay the postage and everything. Couldn't figure it out, but then I guess they sent Chad to court anyway and said it was on their part or something. I don't know. That's crazy stuff. You know about them switching power supplies, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I know about switching power supplies, but I have a feeling you got something specific to tell me.
No, I ask you that because I don't want to say something and make it sound like I think you're dumb or something, you know, if you knew. But, no, the only thing about power switching supplies introduce a lot of noise into your receiver. They're noisy as hell. They don't even have to be plugged directly into your receiver to generate noise on the receiver. Whether you have a transceiver or whatever, they're noise generators, man. They're always like that. But what I don't trust is the really cheap built ones or by them Chinese ones. You got to be careful because they're, some of them are built without any protection. If the MOSFET transistor in there and them go shorted or something, you could end up throwing 120 volts to the radio. I'm just saying, I'm not saying yours will do that, but I'm just saying it depends on who made it and how cheap they are. Because usually they're supposed to have a crowbar circuit in them where if something shorts, the crowbar circuit shorts out the triac and it shuts off all the power coming out of the deal. But no, I just wondered if you knew, because I don't like switching supplies. I mean, I got no choice when you know, having to charge the phone and everything, you know, you have no choice there. But I like linear power supplies, ones with transformers in them, power transformers. But no, that, just letting you know, man, the switching supplies can be very noisy. And you don't even have to have the radio in the same room. If it's a really crappy built one, you know, radio in the other room will even pick it up there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge linear guy. I've got a bunch of, and I really like Astrons. I've got Astrons 70s, 50s, 35s. I've got all sorts of, I got a couple of switchers. You know, they're super decent ones, just smaller. They're like 30 amperes, and they're real compact because they're switchers at 30 amp. But, you know, but, yeah, it's, you roll the dice, you know. With this little guy here, it's probably just a small linear. It's just 12 volts at 2 amp. Hold on, I gotta order my coffee right back.
After that.
Alright, had to order my quad espresso macchiato this morning. It's the way to get 4 shots of espresso into my system quick. But, yeah, I'm, you know, you never know. This one, I don't know if it's gonna be a switcher or a, you know, or what, but It's cheap. It's $13, and it's just to run this little receiver I just picked up, and I just want to get it working and then sell it. It's a really cool little receiver, and it's an ICOM IC-R2500. Pretty neat. It's got a remote control head. Goes from like DC to daylight, man. It's like point one to three gigahertz, all mode. Pretty cool. And it's got a little remote control head, so it's like mobile size. But I just want to get it running, make sure everything works, and then probably sell it.
Yeah, Roger that. What's the current rating on it?
I believe it was 2 amp. I'd have to look it up again, but 2 amp. You know, what's weird about this is it's just a wall wart with a, you know, a cord, 2 amp, 12 volt, and it's got this really unusual coaxial connector on the end that I cannot find in my junk box, so I can't make one or whatnot or make a cord, and so I got it. I just gave up and said the hell with it and order one.
Hey, Roger, Dad, is it a female or male coaxial
Well, I'm guessing it's a female. You know, coaxial connectors are. There's a pin in the hole in the jack. So it's a barrel. So it slides into the hole on the radio. But the radio's got a pin that comes, you know, so I think they're both trans.
Yeah, right. God, I have, for my radios and stuff, I have 2 linear supplies over here I've had since, God, and one I had since the late, well, no, it'll be about 1998, and I think the other one's a 2004. But the one I'm using on this radio now, this DB, is a 5-amp pyramid. Over in the corner there on the table, I got a 20-amp Aston. Man, that thing's heavy. Boy, is that thing heavy. But linear's better. Yeah, like I said, I just wondered, because you got to be careful with the switchers. And even the best-made switching supply, you'll never get it completely filtered out to where it doesn't interfere. With, that's why, you know, like your big screen TVs and stuff interfere with radios and stuff. It's not the TV screen itself, it's the switching supply in them. You got any switching supplies plugged in your house, you know, constantly plugged in, you're going to get radio noise from them. That's all. I just was wondering, that's all. But, yeah, I'd be careful, if it's a switching supply, be careful with them, because I'm just advising, you know, because some of them are built okay, and like I said, they have protection, they have the crowbar in them and everything, and some don't, you know, because they're just slapped together Chinese supplies. That's when you take your risk. If something in there, like I said, like the MOSFET or something should short out, it's going to throw 120 volts right across your output. I don't know, man. Radios, the 12-volt radios and stuff don't seem to like 120 volts across them. They're okay.
Yeah, well, they've come a long way on the switchers. I was, like you, I was a really, really anti-switcher guy for a long, long time. But, you know, I've worked with enough switchers now that I've relaxed a little bit. I've got some that are dead quiet. I mean, there's nothing. At least I have some extremely sensitive receivers, and you know, I'd say, you know, I deal with all the time. And if they're putting something out, you know, it's undetectable. So you know, I'm sure. In fact, I've got a Kenwood 930, which is a really cool Kenwood, and there's a guy that in California that sells the power supplies in those were linear, but they were notorious. Speaking of putting 120 volts across, they would put like 48 volts on your finals and blow. The finals in that radio are almost impossible to get. The power supplies are notorious for shorting, and then they put 48 volts on those finals. They blow the finals up, and then you got yourself a real mess. And there's a guy selling a switcher, and a cool story actually. The switchers are NASA apparently put in an order for like 1,000 or something of these switchers for a project, for the radio astronomy project, and then they never used them. And this guy in California bought them all. And they were like, he's got the whole story on it. You could see these switches were like, ridiculous. They were like $1,000 each. And now he's selling them to Kenwood 930 and 940 owners as drop-in replacements for the notoriously bad supplies in there, along with a new regulator board. And they fit right in really nice. It's pretty cool. I did that upgrade to my 930, and it's pretty spiffy. But it's putting a switcher in an HF rig, which was at first kind of freaky. But after I read up on it, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a whirl. Glad I did, actually.
Yeah, Roger. Well, if you ever heard me talk, I don't know if you ever heard me say it before, but I know all about power supplies. I know how to repair them. I used to build them. I used to make my own when I had to pay for them. But anywho, I had a TS-930. Is that the rig you're talking about?
The very same.
Yeah, that ran a pair of 6146s, 12BY7 driver, 6146 outputs, and the rust was all solid state. I liked it, too. I had it, I hope it doesn't offend you, but I removed one of the 10-meter crystals and put in a crystal, and I was able to cover mainly most of the CB band. I think it's a sideband-only rig. If I remember right, it's a sideband-only rig. There's no AM, but I ran it for quite a while, and I liked it. But, something from NASA or something, a switching power supply, I'm pretty sure they figured out how to filter them out good. So switching supplies are hard to filter out. Transmitting through the air, the noise, Because usually switching supplies are pretty noisy. I was telling somebody last night, I turned on one of my shortwave portables here. I have to run it on batteries, for one thing, to get it off the, to get the, to avoid the noise in the power lines, the house wiring. But then I said, if the power ever goes out, man, you wouldn't believe how quiet the radio goes. It goes quiet, and I can hear stations way the hell out there, which I wouldn't be able to hear, when I turn it on, if the power in the house is on. But I think I heard of a conversion kit one time. Somebody told me about, I don't remember really that much, but something tells me in my head, somebody told me about a conversion kit. Somebody made a, because I think the trouble the power transformers in them, they weren't troublesome, but they would smoke sooner or later. You can go over to this guy who made these switching power supplies for him. They're Roger.
Switched over to my portable, but just got to work, so let's make this my last. But if you look him up, I forget the guy's call. He's in California, but he sells Aldemoss final sections and upgraded power supplies and all sorts of cool stuff. My 930 has been all hot rotted. I think what you were talking about was the 830. I got one of those too, with the hybrid tube final driver. I've got one of those. 930 was their first all fully solid state radio. And so, all right, Dave, I'm going to get out of here. I was just, one thing I was on here for is last night I shut the routine machines down, and the one guy that was out there, he was his language was getting a little raw, so I just said, you know what? I can't allow that. So had to shut it down for a bit. All right, anyhow, I'll catch you later. I'm here at work. WRUU 850.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, last night during the round table, can't remember his numbers, but I heard him slip the F a couple times. I was thinking, well, oh boy, you know. But then I was going to text you and I was going to ask you, you think these boys are drinking? I know Ralph had the buzz on. And Alex sounded like he had something going too, you know. I'm thinking, what, are these guys all drinking? But it wasn't Alex or Ralph who slipped the F-bomb a couple times there. But either way, no, and another thing before I let you go, no, it was the 820 I had, not the 830. Now that you mentioned it, I'm sorry. It was the 820 I had that, I bought that thing too. I thought that was a great radio. I kind of wish I'd have kept it. But, you know, then a lot of things I wish I'd have kept. And I get to thinking, well, you know, the thing that makes me feel better is, hey, you made up your mind. You know, you made your decision, live with it. You sold it, so it's gone by, you know. So, but anyway, you have yourself a good morning, my friend. Good talking to you. And, yeah, I just wanted to know if you knew that or not. I don't want to come out. I'm not trying to come out here being a Mr. Know-it-all. But, you know, and all this other stuff. Yep. You know I don't try to be that way. But sometimes, you know, if a person doesn't know, you know, then it's good to, if you know about the situation, you advise them a little bit just to be what, you know, so you don't go putting some cheap switching supply on them, you know, burning his radio all to hell, so. But, all right, good morning time to you again, and we'll talk to you later. And you sounded good through the repeater, too. You sounded really good. WSOZ 793, and I'm back listening.
WRZN 493, I was part of that round table, and I did let that F slip once or twice, so with me, I do apologize.
Well, 493, good morning time to you. And yeah, I'll admit it was you, but I didn't want it. I ain't ratting nobody out. I'm just saying I heard you slip it a couple times, and I thought, but then again, you're not the only one. I mean, I've heard people slip it before. It's not a big thing, but yeah, you slipped it twice, and I was like, woo, not once, but twice. But it wasn't nothing, you know, wasn't no big deal. I wasn't trying to make an issue of it, okay?
That, no, I understand. I just wanted to say if it was me, and yeah, it was, then I guess. I do apologize. It's something I am trying to work on personally.
Yeah, Roger that. I know somebody, when they're on the CB, just about every word they say is an F word. And then when they come up here, you know, they show respect up here. And if you show respect, I'll show respect back. I don't care what you talk about on the radio down there. But you can tell he has trouble, man. He catches himself lots of times almost flipping that word. You know, it happens. You know, these things, I'm not saying it's okay to go ahead and use it, but I'm just saying, you know, especially if you're like me, you start getting long-winded, you start getting into what you're saying. You know, you're on a roll, and your mouth's running faster than your brain. Sometimes it's no big deal, man. What's up with you this morning?
Not much. Just about to make my way out to Ann Arbor. There was a heck of an accident on 275 getting on to 14. But, I'll be pretty much clear after this little back and forth. But, I just wanted to apologize. I will work on it.
Yeah, no problem, my friend. That's all you can really do. I guess, is to work on it. You're 496, right?
I flipped 496 out last night. It's WRCN 493.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. 493. I still ain't fully awake this morning. Yeah, ain't no sweat, brother. You, just, you know, it, like I said, there really ain't much to say about it. You know, you say you're working at it, and then, you know, what am I supposed to say? Well, you better, or anything. It ain't nothing. It, people make mistakes. I mean, you know, it's not a big deal. It's just as long as you ain't constantly doing it, and I think the FCC kind of frowns on that. I don't know. Half the time, you don't know what they frown on. But, all right, very good, 493. Good morning time to you. Good to hear you again. Maybe later on this evening we can get another round table going. It'd be kind of neat. Because I love the round tables, man, where everybody gets in there and chimes in. That's the way it should be. The way it should be. Makes good use of the radio. Everybody, you know, their opinions and their knowledge and everything. And I listen, I learn from it, so, and like I said, I respect anybody else's opinions, and, you know, I respect other people getting in there and throwing in their 2 cents worth. It's good stuff there. All right, 493, well, you have yourself a good morning. Sounding great through the repeater, and I'll go ahead and get back to what I was doing here, and listening, I guess, there. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. Douglas has the 793, I'm listening after yours.
Oh, good. You have a great day, sir. WRZN 493, I'm clear.
And just to like, you know, it's like, you know, when you do stuff like that, that's on you, right? But when you go through a repeater, now it's on you and the repeater trustee. So, you know, you're actually, you know, you could be as loose as you want with something, but now you're asking somebody else to accept that. And the other thing, too, is we got to remember GMRS, there's a lot of little kids listening on GMRS. They got radios. I know it was late night and all that stuff, but, you know, this service is for families to conduct business, and a lot of little kids got radios that can do this stuff. And they don't get on the repeaters, but they can certainly listen. So we just got to try to remember that and just be dignified. All right, catch you guys later. WRU 850.
Pretty much all the time now. And, but yeah, no, my 3-year-old's been listening to it. So, no, I definitely head out of my life and, you know, definitely work on it, you know.
I was just saying, he apologized and he's gonna, you know, work on, you know, doing better and things like that. You just gotta, sometimes you gotta keep your brain synchronized with your mouth, because it's when you don't sync your brain with what's coming out of your mouth is when that stuff happens. But like I said, stuff happens, you know. It ain't like you was constantly using it, or like somebody's clowns out here, you know, purposely using it there. But, no, that's all I was trying to say, you know. Mistakes happen. And the only thing you can do when you make a mistake is, you know, get it right. You know, be your best not to let it happen again. All right, man, talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, it was a heck of a double there. But, I get it, right? And I just want to say, it's not like I'm prudish or anything like that, but there's a, you know, there's just a different set of standards. You know, I think when you're up here, that you gotta, that's why I'm a little bit more apt to, pull the plug. And I don't mind an occasional, one's occasionally dropped. Everybody does that and all that stuff. But there was some very, very specific stuff that, caused me to just say, okay, that's it, you know. So I don't even think the gentleman I was talking to was the one, unless your voice changed. There was just some real specific stuff and, you know,
calling out the FCC and stuff like that, and I'm just like, okay, you know what? No need tempting fate. All right, catch you later. RUU 850.
Yeah, all right. I'll leave it at that then. There's no need to go into a, for us to go into a full, you know, what you said is true, and I'm going to leave it at that, because that's right, you know, that's the way I see it too, so. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, I'm listening.
WFMC
902.
Still got
it on me. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, I'm coming in. Hey, you're coming in really good. What happened to you?
I think he started talking with Sean, and I was getting ready to walk out the door, so I just hurry up and, you know, fill up my lunchbox and this and that, and kind of got out the door a little bit, so.
Yeah, all right, because I was talking to you, and told you I heard some thunder yesterday, and I thought to myself, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time, quite a long time, and then you never came back.
I said you started talking with, I don't know who it was, to be honest with you, so you started talking with somebody else cut in there, and I'm like, okay, I had to hurry up and get out the door anyway, so like I said, I was just packing my stuff up, finished, got dressed, and had to get out the door, so no biggie deal. I brought my radio with me. I'm going to be down in the D, so I'll switch over once I get down there. I have it on me all day, so keep it on, and I'll call out for you sometime throughout the day.
Yeah, no problem, man. Give me a holler when you're on break or something. I'll have it on. I'll for sure have it on, so give me a holler when you're on break there. All right, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Be careful out there driving. Have yourself a good day. WSZ 793. I'll listen after yours.
Roger that, babe. Good enough. Like I say, I'll have it on me, and I'll have to, once I get down in the D, I'll be on the Detroit station, so we're going to be on the same page down there, so WSFC 902. I'll be listening for a while.
I did that.
Good morning, everybody. This is the WSET 25 Tongue. I mean, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, right back to you. WSET 793.
Well, I think you 793. It's a misty one over here this morning in Farmington. I don't know about where you're at, but nice and foggy. It's spinning for the start of autumn. WSET 257.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm over here in Warren. And it's not foggy. Not really foggy, and it's not really misty. It's kind of a mix a little bit. You can look out the window and kind of see something there. You know what I mean, Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. It's not super foggy, like yeah, at least a few hundred yards of visibility, but yeah, it's always fun. I like the fog. I think it's cool. But yeah, on the commute in, so I'll be monitoring WCP 257.
Yeah, 257. Get back to what I'm doing here too. So I just wanted to get in. I heard you say good morning. Figured I'd, since nobody else was keying up, I figured I'd roll in and give you a good morning there. And sounding good to the repeater. Everything sounds good. And have yourself a good day, my friend. WSZ 793. I'm suddenly listening.
WSEV 387 is monitoring. Nothing heard. WSEV387 is clear.
Wait. Who are you calling out there?
Hey Dave, how's it going? I was just throwing the call sign out, just talking to anybody that would hear, just on the way to work.
Yeah, all right. It's going pretty good, having a decent morning. I'm watching videos, and sometimes it's a little louder than the radio, and I don't hear what you're saying, but the voice sounds familiar, and I figure, well, I'll stop the video and see if somebody's calling for me, or what's happening. How you doing, man?
Well, I appreciate you hollering back. I'm doing pretty good. Just navigating through this morning's traffic. The fog is pretty dense. I could probably see a quarter mile to a half mile.
Okay, Roger that. Where are you at?
I am currently eastbound Davison at Rosa Parks. About to hit Davison Freeway.
Yeah, Roger that. I know where Davison and Rosa Parks is. I've been through there before. So, I'll say it. Not too foggy over here, Loving and Van Dyke. In fact, I don't really see anything, but I guess I don't see no fog warnings or nothing. So, a little bit of fog, you're going to get it, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's that time of year, getting all that type of different weather going on. Like that, you guys don't have it up that way. Not that it's a bad thing. I think it's kind of nice to see, especially in the mornings, as long as you don't got to be productive through the day.
Yeah, Roger. I don't know which way the weather pattern's rolling, but if it's rolling, a little north or something, should end up with it here pretty soon, sometime down the road there. But, yeah, you sounding good. Sounding good to the repeaters and everything. And, I'm still trying to get my head cleared. My head's almost cleared up, but I think I might have to go try to get me one more cup of coffee, to see if that takes care of it, right?
Totally understand. That's the magic of coffee. I'm on my first mug of the day, and I'll try and grab some more later.
Yeah, I just finished my second about 20 minutes ago. Usually it only takes two cups and then in business, but past day or two, been a little slow trying to get the deal up here, trying to get my head together. But, all right, very good. Wade, I'm going to go ahead on. I'm going to go see if there's any more coffee. I hope so, man. I don't mind doing the queue, but, you know, it's just the waiting's the hardest part. Something like that. But good morning time to you, my friend, and you're sounding good. Everything seems to be in order with you over there, so... We don't get at you later. You have yourself a good day. I'll be monitoring, you know, if you're on break or something, you want to get the app. I'll be monitoring. So we'll talk to you in a few. WSW793. I'm gonna go get me a cup after yours.
Sounds good, Dave. Thanks again for reaching back out, and you have a great day. WSEV387 is clear.
Roger that.
Good morning. WSJF896 monitoring.
Good morning. I believe the last three was 896.
This is WSEV 387.
Okay, 387, yep, you are correct. It is WSJF 896. I'm in Farmington Hills here.
Okay, nice. I'm I live in Redford, just I commute to my work now. I should be pulling up soon, so I won't have much time left to talk. But how's your day going thus far?
Doing real well here. Got the nice day talking about coffee. Mine's brewing as we speak. Yeah, doing real good. Good conference here. What was the first couple of your call sign, man? I'm scratching it down on my pad here.
Yeah, it's WSEV 387. First name is Wade, Whiskey Alpha Delta Echo.
Hey, it's nice to meet you there. My first is John. So, sounded pretty good this morning. A little bit of crackle and a little bit of noise. I'm sure kind of gets to be heard. It seems like it's been that way in the mornings here, but you sounded pretty good.
Yeah, you're hitting the repeater pretty well, too. I'm assuming you're hitting the Detroit repeater. What setup you got coming from Farmington Hills?
Yeah, I am hitting the Detroit repeater. I just got a 20-watt DB20G. It's a Voya 72G antenna just inside in the office here behind me. Just sitting on a cookie sheet.
Oh, very nice. My mobile setup is Midland MXT, it's a 15-watter. And I just have a stock antenna on my roof, only because I had the MXTA26 antenna, which is awesome, but then I got my ham license, and now I got a VHF, UHF. Bigger antenna that's on my hood. So I didn't want to have two huge antennas, but I'm making the repeater okay. I usually get in on, usually I can hit the repeater from my house as well. But my base, I do have an MXT26 with, I got an Ocean 1000 Plus, I believe it's called.
Yeah, nice. With my mobile setup, I just put on a Midland Ghost antenna, whatever it's the next, I think it's 26 or 27, just a little short one there, and it's easy enough where I can either throw my DB20 or sometimes I throw my 10-watt handheld that I can plug onto that. Seems to work pretty good with receivers.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's a little bit of crackle, but it's not terrible. Anyways, I am now pulling up to my work, so I'm going to call it for now. Great making your acquaintance, and I hope you have a great day. WSEV 387 is clear for now.
And you too as well, Wade. Nice making you a good talk. I'm sure we'll talk again here. Have yourself a good day. WSKF
896, we clear monitoring. Good morning, 896, WSET 257.
Morning, 257, how you doing today? You heading to work?
I'm doing well on my commute in here, driving down 96 into the city now, so it's a lively one. Sounding good on the new DB20G. Glad you got that sorted out. But you're a little quiet. Not sure if it's just mic gain or distance from the microphone. A little quieter than that. You're perfect. You're as good or better than the repeater, put it that way.
It sounds good. How's that any better?
I put the difference in you're perfect.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's doing multiple things here, waiting for my coffee to be ready here, and I figured I'd throw the radio on for a little bit here before my first call this morning, and see what kind of chatter was going on out here.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to get back to sipping my coffee so I can get finished before I get to work. So I just want to say hi and say you're sounding good. So I'll talk to you later. WSAT 257, clear and monitoring.
Copy that. You have a good day as well. WSJF 896, I'll be clear monitoring.
WSAA 299, seeing if I can make the trip from Clarkston. Anybody available for a quick signal? WSAA.
You got it, Clarkston. WRMZ 653 over here in Gross Point Woods.
All right, thank you. A little surprised, but kind of testing out a new setup.
Well, you were quite broken up that time, but when you come through, you're coming through good, but you were broken up that time. About every other word, but that was definitely not better. Not really sure what your setup is over there or which repeater you're connected to, but I can hear you, but it's literally about every other word. It sounds like you're actually dropping the repeater periodically, so it's not that you're not quite reaching it. It's just probably just dropping it here and there. WRMZ 653 monitoring.
WSIP 284 on WSJF 896. You got a copy?
This is WSIP 284. I got a copy 896, but you might not be able to hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear, Alex. Loud and clear. I just want to reach out there, see if today still works with you. If you return that equipment there.
Yeah, Roger that. Absolutely, I'm still good to go for that. Just got out of the shower here, so what time were you thinking around?
Around the same time, work around 11:30, 11:40, somewhere around there. I don't know, we'll go same location.
John, absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, copy that. I'll give you a call tomorrow. Stand by. Enjoy your rest of your morning. WSJF 896, clear monitoring.
Thanks, John. You too. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSIP 284, WSKF 896.
WSIP 284, I got a copy on the 896.
204, I'm going to start hitting down that way if that works for you.
Roger that, absolutely. I'm ready to leave here myself.
Copy that. I will see you shortly. WSJF 896, I'm clear.
WSIP 284, I'll be clear monitoring.
WSCY 717, this is WSDA 452. WSDA 452, clear.
WCHR 566 on the air, Monterey.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSCT 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
What's going on, 257? This is WSIP 284.
Not a whole lot. Just taking a late lunch and heading home here.
Copy that. Sounds pretty good. I'm in Farmington Hills. I currently got the internet shut off. They're doing some work on the internet lines in my neighborhood. So basically just have the radio and cell signal that I guess I could broadcast Wi-Fi from, but I haven't yet.
Awesome. I'm in heading back to Farmington myself, so hopefully my neighborhood's still functional. Hopefully they get that fiber project they're doing done soon.
Supposedly completed mine here kind of close to Grand River and Drake, but today they were working on it. I saw trucks in the neighborhood, and yeah, the service is out. I also randomly have water resources, like in a sewer in near my front yard right now, so it's a little combination of work going on.
Yeah, sounds like a fun smelly combo. yeah, well, hopefully they get it back on soon for you, because hopefully I'm not affected, because I'm going to need it, or else I'm going to be doing the same thing as Heather and hop out on my work phone, but cell signal, where at least where I'm at, is kind of a dead zone, so it's very weak, often goes down to like 4G, so hopefully it's not running into the same issue. I have one. Who do you have?
Unfortunately, I have Spectrum still.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, it's been okay for the most part, although I think I don't know which substation they have me connected to, but the battery backups they have in it are very inadequate, so if we lose power for more than like a day or so, eventually lose the internet, even if I got my generator running, so hopefully they can step it up, or they get they build some good battery backup systems into the substations for the new fiber network.
That would be great for sure. Some redundancy there would be extremely helpful. I know you mentioned your cell. I get into a situation out here where I bounce between three specific towers, and like one of the specific towers is terrible. I haven't looked exactly at your area. I'm not sure exactly where you're at, but you may be running into a similar situation, and you can potentially get into your phone's engineering menu and force a band to use a specific tower, so you might be able to pull it in, but all depends where exactly you're at.
Yeah, I typically just use the Wi-Fi, but that's a good point. And I mean, it's usually good enough for me to make calls and stuff out, but not super high bandwidth data. But yeah, if I ever get bored enough, I'll take a look at it. I've also just been considering getting a Starlink dish for emergency situations anyway. So I might just go that route.
Copy that. Yeah, I had my old phone was especially, egregious with these towers getting stuck on one of the towers that's not very good, and there's exactly three of them. I'm pretty much at the dead center between, so there's a tendency for it to want to hop between them all, and with my previous phone, at least, I kind of left it locked onto a particular band, and it really helped solve the problems with signal issues.
Yeah, Roger. And I might dig into it. So I use Google Fi for my cellular provider, and they, subcontract out to essentially a bunch of different other networks. So I don't even know whose tower I'm actually using at any given time. But yeah, if I get bored, I might look into see what all it is connecting to. But yeah, I'm probably just gonna get Starlink anyway. I've been kind of playing on just as another redundancy to the more traditional radio comms. But, yeah, thanks for the heads up, and I'll talk to you later. I'll be monitoring, but if you need me, just hit me up. If you need me, 5-7, stay in my room.
Sounds good, 257. I got a couple app recommendations. If you're ever looking into it, I could give you two. But have a safe rest of your trip home there. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSIP 866 mobile monitoring.
Four, are you still up there? The WSIP 257.
This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, 257.
I know you said they're working on the sewage-sized drainage system out there, but I might give you a heads up. It's looking like rain on the horizon here. It's looking really dark coming into town here, so we're going to probably start sprinkling here soon.
Copy that. I'm hearing the shack looking at the dark clouds coming in. The Google was telling me storm should start about a little after 2, which is, you know, about right now. And, yeah, it seems like these guys might be packing up, but they got something down in there still, so hopefully they don't stay in there too long.
Roger that. They might be having to dive for their work. Yeah, it's looking, as far as I can see, north to south on the horizon, so whole southeast is probably going to be getting hit here. Just a heads up, anybody listening, it's sprinkle time. WSIP 257, clear and mighty.
Appreciate the heads up, 257. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and mighty.
WSIJ 839, listening.
WSIP 257, any stations available for a signal report?
This is WSIP 284, if that was you 257, I got a copy on you. Previous two transmissions were some beeps.
Roger that, I'm going to this radio here and trying to slow down too, please, so I have to come back to you for 573.
Copy that, this is WSIP 284, I'll be standing by if you needed another check.
This is WSIP 257, just doing a quick test.
This is WSIP 284, I got a copy on you 257.
Roger, I appreciate it, 284. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with this radio. Sometimes when I wear a transmitter in high power, it acts like the SWR is too high, and then it does a whole bunch of weird stuff, like almost like it's a... Got a lot of feedback coming in, but as soon as I put like my SureCon meter on here to check it out, everything shows green and it works perfectly. I don't know what's going on with it. WCD-257, clear and louder.
Yeah, the only thing I could think off the top of my head was if it was you changed out a section of coax when you put in your SureCom meter. Sometimes the line could have a slight difference, but other than that, I'm not sure. WSIP 284.
How are you today?
Oh, very good. How about you? It's raining here, though.
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's just overcast here and pretty cloudy. I'm in Westland. Whereabouts are you at?
Well, I'm here at Rochester Hills. Roger.
Okay, yeah, we're supposed to be getting about an inch and a half of rain this week.
Stand by for us. Okay, go ahead. How about now? Is now any better? I changed the radio. Am I sounding good now?
Loud and clear.
Roger, you're sounding good, too. You said you were in the Westland. Is it raining by you yet? Because it's raining here.
No, just pretty overcast. It was super cloudy this morning.
Roger, that.
And super
my
foggy.
My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG-48.
Did you deal with a lot of fog this morning?
It was a little bit foggy, but not much really in here, but it was all down in the south side, where you were at.
Okay. I just figured I'd get on and chat for a few. I'm new to the GMRS.
Well, welcome to GMRS. I've been in the GMRS since 22, so I'm not a new. As you know, that probably heard me out there a lot too. Roger.
WSKD-384. Yeah, my husband's been on it for a while, but I just started getting into it. I'm really enjoying it, talking to a lot of really nice people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we also monitor this all day, too. But I got some, you know, I'm a ham operator. How about you? Are you a ham operator, too?
I do not have my ham license yet. What's your name? I'm Teresa.
My name is Jack, J-A-C-K.
Okay, I've definitely heard my husband mention you. My husband is Aaron.
I probably talked to him before. I have a logbook here, so I don't know. How long have you guys been at GMRS?
He's been in maybe a year, year and a half. I've been in only a few days.
That's good. Welcome to the hobby. Anyhow, what kind of radio are you running?
I'm on a mobile, I believe, DV20 right now. We also have handhelds, too, though. But the handhelds are not super long range.
You're right. I got two of the DV20, and that's what I started it with on my base station, with a DV20.
Very cool. Yeah, we definitely want to upgrade, get a higher power one. Our handhelds are good for about a mile and a half to 2 miles or so.
I do. Let me tell you something. Those repeaters out there, it's only 50-watt repeaters. And you don't need no more 20-watt radio. Believe me, I know that. Don't go out there spending your money for nothing.
Copy that.
I know the radios, and I know antennas. So if we need any help for the radios and antenna, let me know. I will help you out with that one. Also, your husband, too. No problem at all.
Appreciate that, Jack. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I helped a lot of people, but I'm sure your husband probably heard me because I was talking on it. I always was talking on it. DB20G, that's right, I did DB20G. But now I'm on the different air because I'm a ham operator too. I'm on a different repeater. I'm on the TYT9600.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, you know, when you get your license, are you studying for your license? If you are, let me know. There's about 411 questions of that license to get your text license.
Yeah, my husband is going to be starting the class in a couple weeks. I do have a website where I've been looking over some questions. I'm not going to be getting my license just yet, though.
Yeah, let me know. I'll help you guys out, too. No problem at all.
Appreciate that. Well, it was great talking to you, Jack. I'm going to break and go pick up my little 11-year-old son at school.
Okay, good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime you guys like. You and your husband, no problem at all. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 88.
Thank you so much, Jack. You do the same. WSKD 384 radio clear.
WICS 218. WIUG 488. Copy. WRCX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WSBT 754, listening. WRZN 493, monitoring.
station 966. Station 966. WIUG 48, copy. WICI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WRZX 218. WRZX 218. WIUG 48, copy.
WRZN 493 and monitoring.
USDK 347. Testing, testing.
Bringing you clear. 347 is a WRZN 493.
Copy that. Trying to program a radio and don't seem to be working.
Sounds like you got it for the, at least, loop repeater.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld. I'm trying a mobile radio. All right, thank you for your help. WSTK 347.
Not a problem. It's going to be clear after this. WRZN 493.
Station 347. Where you been, man? WIUG 48.
Here, Jack. I've been here. I got me a new Yaesu radio. FTM 150 AS. Trying to program it. And it don't seem to like GMRS. It don't seem to take it.
Some of these Yaesu, they don't take but you can do it the other way. I don't know if you know which way, but you do. There's a guy out there that did his, so I don't know. It might have to go to YouTube, and they'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah, probably when I was watching YouTube, but not for TRMS.
I don't know, but you know what? The guy did it. He said he soldered it or something like that. I don't know what he was talking about, but he did. He just said he took GMRS.
Yeah, this one here, you don't have all like the DB20s and stuff or the CTPS and all that. They got different names for them, I mean, so I got to figure that out.
Yeah, no big deal, you know, to figure it out. But like I say, go on YouTube, they'll tell you how to do it.
Copy that.
I've been in okay, I've been, you know, that 10 meter, it's just unbelievable for 3 days. I don't know if you've been on it or not.
No, I heard you say something that the other day, and I go on my, I got the Yaesu FT710, and I don't get nothing on there. So I better change my antenna, I think, get another one out and try that one.
I don't know what kind of antenna you got. I got that wire antenna. I just threw it on three and that's it. And believe me, I have talked to a lot of people from different countries. Today I talked to five from different countries, and one of them was Japan.
Is that in the morning, evening, noon?
Well, it starts in the morning and gets cut off during the evening. I don't know why, but that's what it is. They say the band is open, or the North Pole. They said North Pole, it's all open.
Oh, copy that. Hey, I heard you, I was going to get my other antenna. When I had my other radio, when I got my technician in November, there was a lot of people on there. So now I got to go look at that.
And believe me, you'll be surprised. I wish I know your text message, but I don't know. I will send you who I talked to. All over the world.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's 10 years when I had my technician. And now it seems like there ain't a lot of people on there.
Even the guy I talked to today, the guy, he made his, two guys made their own software. And I was talking to them, for three times I talked to them. I talked to them before and now, yesterday and today. And that's what he was telling me.
Copy that.
Hey, good talking to you. Really good to hear you on the GMRS anyhow. Take care. We'll talk again. I know what to get a hold of. Not here, the other side. No big deal. All right. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you later. WSTJ 347.
WSKF 896, monitoring.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Can I get a radio check?
Station out there radio, with a radio check. What is your call sign? WIUG 48. Oh, it doesn't sound good.
Well, he cashed his check and he's out of money.
I mean, that check is no good.
Can I get a box of wheat checks?
Well, you are, I don't think we have any problem.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
This is WSIP 284 to WSSZ 793. You still out there, Dave?
Yeah, come on. Who's calling me?
How you doing, Dave? It's Alex. It's quiet out here, but I heard you a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, Roger that. Good afternoon to you. Yeah, I just turned it on, and I figured I'd just throw my call out there and see if anybody's out there, and apparently not, so I've just been doing what I'm doing here. I have it on, though, obviously.
Copy that. You getting anything interesting or cool today?
No, I'm just cleaning up some of my radios. Since I had the Windex in here, I figured I'd get at it. A couple of them look like they could use a little cleaning. So I've just been more or less, I cleaned a couple of radios, I cleaned my scanner. And, I got this damn, sinus thing going again. My left eye and my nose is running, my left eye is hurting, but I took the pill. I'm just waiting for it to kick in.
Man, sorry to hear that. Hopefully that does kick in and start making you feel better there. It's kind of weird. A lot of people I know, like, across the entire country are sick right now. Like, just the past weekend to now, they've came down with some type of sickness, whether it's a bacterial infection or something else. And all the way out, California, Texas, Tennessee, here, a lot of my friends just suddenly got sick.
Yeah, wow, that's weird to know. Yeah, this happens to me occasionally. I went down for a nap earlier, and I was all right, so I went down for a nap earlier and got back up, and everything started going. My nose running, my eye burning. But, yeah, I could feel it starting to kick in. I'm not dabbing my eye as much as I was or blowing my nose, so it's pretty good stuff, whatever the hell it is, and it'll take it away there, but yeah, got people getting sick all over, eh?
Good to hear. It might start to be giving you some relief there, but yeah, it was, I wouldn't say it's a whole lot of people, you know, maybe five or six people I know at least, but yeah, various different forms of they just got sick and have even been to a doctor over it from all over the place. So I don't know if it's just maybe some seasonal stuff, season changing, or it's just something else. I don't know.
Yeah, well, my guess is it's seasonal stuff. This is about the time where people start getting sick a little bit. Not everybody, but it's about that time of year. Ain't no big deal. You get sick, get over it, and you're back in business again. So what you up to?
All right, now I'm just hanging out. Earlier today, I met up with 896 John. We took a look at our antennas. It's pretty cool. John's a really good guy, man, and he's got a cool radio setup now. And he actually has a Midland mount that my Midland antenna can go on, so I checked it out on his mount and checked the SWR and stuff. It's about the same as I have at home, so it's a pretty good setup.
Yeah, right, are you putting that outside?
No, I'm not doing anything with my setup. I just met up with him during lunch, and I brought my antenna out there, so we had it mobile on his truck. And we're just testing it out mobile like that, but no, I'm not changing my setup at all.
Yeah, I got you now. I see what you're talking about there. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just getting ready to put this radio away. Got one more to go, and then I'm good to go there. You hear Ralph out here?
No, not today that I've heard monitoring anyways. I haven't heard Ralph out here today yet.
Yeah, I just wondering, that's nothing important, but, you know. All right, let me get back to you. I got to put this radio away, and I want to wait till this damn eye gets completely done. It's hard to talk and twitch my eye and do all this other stuff. Like I said, it's kicking in, I can tell, but I just need a little more time. Maybe about another 20 minutes or so. And I want to get this radio put away anyway. It's all nice and clean and pretty. And I try to keep my radios at, so. But appreciate you shouting out to me and all that other good stuff there. Yeah, I'll get back to you in a few, man. In fact, I'm going to go see if I can Keurig me up a cup of coffee. I think that's what I need. I think a good cup of coffee will put me back in business again there, Roger.
Yeah, absolutely, Roger that, Dave. Hopefully you start feeling better quickly there. And, yeah, the coffee might help you out, too, even somewhat medically. And good to hear that you respect your radios and like to take care of them. This is WSIP 284. I'll be out here if you're out here in a little bit, but I'll be clear and monitoring until then.
Yeah, Roger that, my friend. I will look for you when I get out here. I'll check and see if you're out here. Maybe we get ourselves a little round table going again tonight. Who knows? That was pretty good last night, though. That was great. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute. WSZ 793, I'll be back.
WSJF 896, monitoring.
WRWF 516 mobile.
This is WSIP 284 to WSJF 896. You copy?
Hey, go ahead, 284. How you doing, bud?
What's going on, John? How you doing? We were talking about the internet earlier. When I got home, it was off because they had trucks in the neighborhood working on it. How you doing?
Doing real good. Just finished up the dinner here, sitting out on the back deck while it's not too wet and having a little beverage here. Just taking it easy.
Roger that. It ended up not too bad out there for how kind of gloomy it was all afternoon.
Yeah, no, it's actually a real nice temperature. Can you get your internet back up and running?
9-7-0-0. I copy that. They have it all back up and running now. Also, they did some work. Water Resources was here, like working on the sewer system or something at about the same time, too. And, it appears like they finished up their work and are gone.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I tell you what, my neighborhood, man, over the past 3 years, we had water mains replaced, gas mains replaced, fiber, all sorts of stuff. I've had my yard dug up 3 times.
Copy that. That's a lot of stuff to go on. We've had some similar stuff here. Did you guys happen to replace all your roads in the last couple years?
No, not within, it's been a while. I've been here, let's see, about 18 years, and they were done maybe 5 years before we moved in here, but nothing, they're not terrible over here in the sense of it. Not great, but not terrible.
I want to say about 4 years ago they replaced all the roads in my neighborhood here, and I want to say that was like original pavement from probably the late 70s or early 80s or something that was here previously. But, yeah, they're holding up pretty well, and all the roads are really nice. And, like, every time I've had some video outside, my friends will be like, wow, those roads look really nice to, you know, enjoy some flat, clean pavement.
Yeah, it's all hit or miss to where you go in the city. I know they're slowly working their way around, but a few steps, a little progress, not perfection. It would all get done eventually.
It's pretty wild. When they originally decided they were going to do that, they sent me basically like a bill for over $20,000, and they were going to bill everybody individually, and then it worked out with some different kind of deal where we didn't have to pay any more, but if we already did pay some in, then we didn't get it back, but we wouldn't have to pay the rest, unless, I guess, some households paid in full. If they paid in full, I guess they got it all back.
Yeah, I know they did something different in the city, too, with a while ago in one of the elections. They did a millage to cover all the roads, have it maintained throughout a certain cycle instead of hitting each individual subdivision and trying to do it through homeowners associations. That was a couple of years ago they put that through.
Roger that. I'm thinking it was probably something tied into that is what it sounds like as well.
Yeah, because that included a lot of the private roads, too. I know that other subdivision, Kitty Corner from you on the northeast corner, that was all private originally, and they were going to make the whole subdivision pay to do all the roads in there. And I know that they benefited off that millage and knocked it all out. Much cheaper overall is whatever company they use got the bid for all the neighborhoods.
That's basically the exact same situation we had here. Is they're originally trying to say it's our roads in the neighborhood are private and you know, not maintained by the county or the city, and you know, that changed in some way. But I don't know, I want to say there's like 300 houses in here, so I guess it's good they did that.
Yeah, it was real beneficial for a lot of the neighborhoods because they didn't have that assessed into their homeowners association fees of accounting for eventually the roads would need to be done. And even with plow trucks and everything like that, it was tearing everything up. So they decided to throw it all into a millage and include it with the regular property taxes.
You got anything neat going on tonight? Anything interesting later this evening?
No, nothing all tonight. Just listen, taking it easy, Mike. Kids are sitting playing with each other, being friendly. My wife is doing an online class of some sort. So I said, I'm going to go outside, just sit and hang out. So I got the dog out here, enjoying hearing the crickets, and that's about it. Just taking it easy today. It was a long day today.
Out here living the life, man. Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear things are going well and you're able to get some relaxing in this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you again for letting me borrow that equipment. Helped me out real good, kind of gave me an idea of where I'm sitting at here. And as stated before, it's good putting a face to the voice.
Yeah, anytime, man. I'm happy that I was able to help you out there. And for anyone listening, John here is a great guy. He didn't damage the equipment and returned it, not a problem. So, highly recommended individual.
Now, don't go spreading rumors, Alex. got a reputation to keep. I'm kidding, man. No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's good to know. WSGQ756. Hey guys, where is the Salmon running up that way?
756, I didn't get to all that, but just for IT purposes here, WSKF 896. What was that you got?
Said any Salmon running.
Okay.
can do. Not at all.
Come back.
You said salmon? No salmon here in Farmington Hills, you know. Not enough water here. Just going to Detroit repeater here.
Oh, okay. You in Farmington. Sometimes, it's been a while since I've been on, but I heard people, a little further up north talking.
No problem at all. What was your call sign again here, and where are you located?
WSGQ 756 in Detroit.
Copy that. Oh, you guys have some salmon and fucking. Alright, Alex, I'm going to kick it aside here and I'll open up the radio here a little bit if anyone else wants to jump in. WHJF 896, clear. Monitor.
Standing by for a couple minutes.
Roger that, John. Good 10 with you. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
That station, I didn't copy your call sign there. It was a little broken coming through the Detroit repeater.
Come again, radio check, WSGQ 756. I heard you a little.
You're in there, 756, RWF 516. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the network.
Hey Bob, WRWF 516 on that time.
516, WRZP 544, you're readable? A little bit of static there, but okay.
I'm out on the edge here just south of Ann Arbor. Heard you out there. We had talked a couple of times out here before from Sheboygan. Figured I'd jump in and say hello before I reach the end of my rope here headed southbound.
Hear that? Appreciate the shout out. We travel safely there and keep doing what you're doing there.
Roger that. I'll take my noisy transmission, and I will be standing by here in the mobile unit, WRWF 516 on that time.
Well, thanks, sir. Always a pleasure. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the net.
Station 544. WIEG
488,
copy.
WIEG 488, WRCP 544. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, Bob. How you doing? I haven't had you a long time.
Hear that? I don't believe it. We've been hooked up for a while there, but still living the dream. Hanging in there, Jack. How about you?
Same thing here, Bob. You know that. and no sunshine, you know, and it's gloom and dark and all that, and get and then no daylight earlier, no more daylight till about 7:30. Roger.
Roger that. I'm afraid that wicked woman's on her way in, but weather's looking good up here for the next week still. We're currently sitting at 71 with partly cloudy and clear. Well, partly clear skies, Roger.
Hey, Roger, from here till Friday, it'll rain a little bit. After that, it'll be plenty of sunshine. Hi, Bob. Good to hear you out there. You take care. We'll talk again. And don't forget that 10. 10 today, 10 meter was bad. All day today, I was on the 10. Take care. WIAG
48. Good night, Jack. Brother from another, you be safe, and best to you and your family there, and we'll do it again, I'm sure, there, Jack. WRZP 544, clear and monitor.
WRZP 544 from WSJF 896.
Six WRZP 544. Good evening, sir.
How you doing? This is John down in Farmington Hills. I think I wrote down my notes here. You're not too far from Indian River. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. I'm 7 miles east as the crow flies there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I got some family up there right in Indian River. And sister works up there up at the Humane Society up there, Traverse Bay, and trying to talk her to grabbing a radio up there too, and knowing that close enough to hit a repeater wouldn't be too bad.
Roger that, sir. Yeah, we're truly blessed to have the M8 network. So, again, not missing a thing here. All systems go. And I hope your family's well here. And let's see, latest news is, last news, hope they survive the ice apocalypse, Roger.
Yeah, no, they did. They did all right. Took down a shed or something on their property and a bunch of trees, and her boyfriend up there has got a nice little side-by-side that he's been out cutting up trees and stuff like that, trying to help our crews clean up and stuff, but been up there once or twice. Real nice area. Beautiful up there.
Roger that. Definitely living a dream up in the Great White North here. Been doing the same side-by-side out in the Pigeon River, cleaning up still. I'm going to say she's, got to be maybe 70% cleaned up. So, again, all systems go here.
Yeah, she posted it yesterday. She's off of Straight Highway. She's off of the highway there. So, yeah, real nice area. So. But I know they've been out there working real hard and having a lot of fun. So I just wanted to pop over, say hello, and confirm where you're at, because I'm trying to see you to tell him to throw a little radio on the side-by-side there and have a little talk, a little fun talking back and forth.
Do that. Keep one in the side-by-side myself there, so the better half and the loved ones keep an eye on me. All right, sir. Keep doing what you're doing there, and you enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, Claire, in your final, sir.
You too, Bob. Have yourself a real good night, and a pleasure talking to you. This is WSKF 896. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSHF 567 for 793, WSSC 793. You out here, Dave?
WSGH 922 monitoring.
This is WSGH 257. Any station available to give me a signal report?
Coming in loud and clear.
WSJF 896. Kind of real good.
Roger, I think you got
it. You got set that max 257.
Last station, can you say that again?
I said, 257, you came in through the repeater real good. This is WSJF 896.
WSIT 284 257. I think something in your system has got that weird feedback issue going on again.
Roger that. I guess I didn't get it figured out. WSIT 257.
Like right there, you were good, but the previous two or three transmissions, I couldn't. I didn't get anything legible. It was just some frequency sounds.
Roger that. Yeah, whenever I go to high power, I'm not sure what's
going on. Right there, you started out clean, but then went a bit robot.
Yeah, Roger that. Switch over to another radio. Take that. What's going on with it? But, the signal for it. Yeah, for the APT.
That 257. Somebody earlier said they thought it might have been your mic was going bad or something, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard that specific sound. This is WSIT 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Hey, 248, this is WSAG 257. You still out there?
This is WSIT 284. I got a copy on you, 257.
Hey, 284, I was wondering if you wanted to try Synplex from me to you. 896 was telling me you guys are able to link up, so thought maybe you might say it'd be a good man in the middle.
Yeah, Roger that, man. What channel do you want to try? I want to say, like, 15 and 16 should be clear.
I think, isn't 15 the last low power channel? So I guess let's go for 16.
Roger that, I'll meet you down there. This is WSIT 284, clearing frequency going to 16. WSIP 284 to WSET 257. Do you copy?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. I was you weren't quite making it in to me on my end. I could make out that there was someone talking on the your transmission, but that was about it.
I copy that. I had like zero bars on you. I could hear what you were saying, but it was pretty rough. It was about like full static, but I was able to make out what you were saying on my end.
Roger that. I'm wondering if VHF might do a little better. Do you have MERS frequencies loaded up?
Negative, I do not.
Roger that. Then I guess we'll have to hold on, hope that that proposal gets open for comments by the FCC to add VHF to the DMRS spectrum.
That would be pretty cool. I don't think this Midland I'm on, I don't think can even do the frequency.
Roger, yeah, I think it's like 151-200 or something like that. I think it's like MERS 2.
Roger that. Yeah, the Midland I'm on right now is strictly GMRS frequencies. I do have a couple of handhelds that could do it, but those are going to be way worse than this one.
Yeah, roger that. But yeah, thought that was worth a try. Maybe I can work on improving my antenna setup here a little bit, and maybe we can try again some other time. I've been looking at getting more of those Faraday roll-up antennas as well, so that might be the trick.
Look pretty cool. John was showing me one today. It definitely looks pretty neat. For what it's worth, my antenna here is just on the ground level as well. It's facing a window, basically facing the Detroit repeater, but I don't have an ideal setup to get out very far either. If I had like a pole or something, you know, 20, 30 feet up or something on my roof, it'd probably be a bit better.
Roger. Yeah, I'm just running mobile radio in my kitchen with a mag mount on top of my refrigerator. That's pretty much my setup. So I could definitely use a little more elevation gain and actually gain the antenna outside if it doesn't get absorbed by the house before it even gets outdoors.
Basically the same setup. I got the Midland 26 antenna magnet mount on a 18-pan carbon steel that's also on top of the safe. That I got on like a little cart, so that's kind of like a wrapping paper cart, but I'm using it as my radio cart, and it's right in the window in the right direction at least.
Roger that. Yeah, maybe we'll try some things and we can try it again sometime, but until then, this is WSET 257. I'll be here monitoring on your final.
Sounds good, 257. Good to hear you're coming in loud and clear, nice without whatever that issue was earlier now. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
BRTX 930.
WSIL 946, monitoring the frequency you're using.
Node 710 disconnected.
WSIE 375, monitoring.
Hey, 375, I'm going to talk to you now about what's going on. WSIL 946.
Not much, 946. Is this Ralph?
Yeah, sir. Matt, I do believe.
Yep, everything's good. Hanging out watching YouTube. How's everything going on your end?
I'm doing the same thing. I just been to YouTube and just shut it off, give the laptop a little break. Things are good over here. As good as we could be expected, I suppose.
Well, that's good to hear. I'll let you get back to it. Good to hear from you as always. WSIE 375 clear.
Yep. Good howdy. Good howdy there. Thanks for coming back with me. Matt, you have a good one. WSIL 946 clear.